Shares in Cambridge-based Moderna are soaring in pre-market trading this morning following positive news about its experimental COVID-19 vaccine. The company reported this morning that the vaccine is nearly 95% effective in preventing the virus. The Moderna news comes a week after the drug giant Pfizer said its vaccine was more than 90% effective. For more on the race for a vaccine, we welcome in Dr. David Hamer, Professor of Global Health and Medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and School of Medicine. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
So what's your take on the Moderna results as we know them at this moment this morning, 8:53?
They're very exciting, actually. I mean, I think it's based on a relatively small number of outcomes, but enough that you know, they're worth advertising. Basically, the main endpoint for this study is the development of symptomatic infection or symptomatic disease, really. And they showed a little more than a 94% reduction in that. There are secondary outcomes that are important. One is just preventing any infections, including asymptomatic. They haven't commented on that. And then the other, though, that's very important is prevention of severe disease. They only had 11 cases with severe disease, and all of those were in the placebo arm. So technically, that means, with these small numbers, there's 100% protection against severe disease. But we need more data. I mean, much more follow up to comment on that. And the other go ahead.
No, you go ahead, sir.
I was going to say that the safety looks good. The vaccine appeared to be well tolerated in general.
What do we know about how the Moderna vaccine works?
It's a messenger RNA vaccine, so it delivers RNA that basically is coding proteins that you would find spike proteins on the outside of the virus of SARS-CoV-2, and it stimulates basically production of antibodies against those proteins.
A major difference between the Moderna vaccine and Pfizer's is that Moderna's can be safely stored at temperatures easily reached by home freezers, while Pfizer's requires specialized deep freezing. Moderna says its vaccine will remain effective for up to 30 days at normal refrigerated temperatures. Is this as significant as it sounds?
Oh, it's such a big difference. I mean, when Pfizer announced their results, everybody started scrambling to buy minus 80 or minus 70 degrees Celsius freezers in order to be able to store the vaccine. If this vaccine is stable for, I think they said 6 months at normal freezer temperatures, which is just a few degrees below freezing, or now up to 30 days at regular refrigerator temperatures, that's going to facilitate the transfer and disbursement and storage of the vaccine, much more relative to the Pfizer vaccine.
Moderna says it plans to file for emergency use authorization from federal regulators in weeks. How soon do you think this could get approved and distributed? What still needs to be done before that happens?
I mean, if I were on a FDA committee reviewing this, I would probably want a greater body of evidence before I considered approving it. I mean, it's a relatively small number of outcomes. I'd want to look at what they anticipated as the total sample size and the number of events that they were looking for and see how close to that they are. And then a careful review of the safety data. And again, as I mentioned, generally, it can cause, fatigue, muscle aches, joint pains, headache, sort of mild symptoms that resolve after a few days. As long as there's no evidence of more severe reactions to the vaccine, and more data show that the protective efficacy is well above 90%, then that would could lead to approval of the vaccine.
So how long before distribution do you think, the first distribution?
I mean, realistically, I imagine maybe January. I mean, I would really be, and I think that would be very impressive. I mean, if they got it out in December, that would be almost miraculous. But I think probably the first quarter of next year is more realistic.
Moderna says, I believe it said this morning, that it has 20 million doses ready to go by the end of the year. Pfizer says it has 50 million. And while those numbers seem huge, that's nowhere near enough to vaccinate everybody in the U.S. and people around the world who are going to want these vaccines should they ultimately prove effective and get distributed.
That's very true. I mean, I think there's a lot of people, including myself and colleagues, that are thinking about, you know, how to prioritize groups for the vaccine. And, you know, certainly healthcare workers are going to be high, but they're essential workers of various kinds. And then, of course, you know, older, more vulnerable members of our population. Of course, we also need to see how well the vaccine works and you know, in older individuals. Although the Moderna data that they released suggests, at least, you know, in small numbers, that the vaccine was effective in adults over the age of 65, and then also individuals from a variety of different communities, including Latinx, Black, and others, which is
so all positive news. So positive news, but still a ways to go.
Absolutely, yes, very exciting.
Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Medicine and School of Public Health. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. Take care.